So I've been a full-time content creator for the past few years now, and sometimes I get into these creative slumps where not only do I not want to post anything or have no ideas, but I feel genuinely tired of social media in general. And whenever I get into these slumps, I don't feel like waking up. I am a little depressed and sad. I don't want to get ready. I don't want to see anybody. And this cycle can happen for weeks on end. And recently, I've been in one, and I'm still coming out of it. To be honest, I don't make a ton of videos where I haven't fully solved the thing I'm going through, right? Like, I go on YouTube to discuss how I overcame something, how I got so many views. But in this video, I have not done that yet. I've maybe done it in the past in small iterations, but I'm still in the midst of my creative slump. And I'm just gonna share what I've been doing lately to help me get better, but it's not perfect because we're all human and we're going through all individual journeys and shit takes a bit. So, the first thing I do to get out of a creative slump is going on a walk. I know this sounds really random and kind of weird for me to say, but I know you might be thinking, Jane, what the fuck? Like, going for a walk, my doctor tells me to walk 10,000 steps. Why are you saying this? But trust me, it's simple advice, but getting literally outside of your laptop, your phone, and going outside has helped my mental health tremendously. I went on a walk this morning, walked 10,000 steps, and I came back feeling refreshed and excited to talk about YouTube. Like, I'm able to film this video just because I went outside today. And I know so many people like the appeal of YouTube because you don't have to go outside. You literally can just film content and make money in your own home. But going outside is essential for your mental health just because you need to see other sceneries to get inspired, right? If you're always in the one room, it can feel really draining. The second thing is doing something called a loving kindness meditation. I know you might be thinking, Jade, what the fuck? You said go on a walk and now you say meditate? What is going on? But trust me, this specific kind of meditation is called loving kindness, which basically helps you get in a place where you can give yourself the positive reinforcements to film. Sometimes the reason why I don't want to make content or I feel like I'm tired of social media in general has nothing to do with the platform and more to do with how I see myself, right? I might not be tired of social media. I might just be tired of myself and hate myself, which happens a lot. I get into cycles where I hate myself, my work, my everything. And that gives me the lens and gives me the perspective to hate everything that I see. So when I'm able to be conscious that I don't actually hate YouTube, I don't hate posting social media, I just hate me, I realize there are ways to fix that. There are ways to have more positive thoughts of yourself. And for me, that's called the loving kindness meditation, which you can actually YouTube or Google, and there's actually steps you can take. For example, you say, may I be happy, may I be free of physical pain, may I be healthy and strong, may I live joyful in this world. And then you kind of repeat this over and over, and then you direct it to someone else. So then you say, may my parents be happy, may my parents be healthy, and you kind of keep doing this. And, I think this is really great exercise because it's so hard to give yourself what you need, and it's easier to give other people what you need. And it kind of just directs your love for your other people to yourself, you know? You know how, like, it's really easy to, like, give your bestie a hype and you're like, bitch, you're the bestie ever, like, you're amazing, and you kind of hype your best friend up? It's a lot harder to do that for yourself, and the loving kindness meditation is something that has been a game changer. I recently started this, my therapist recommended it to me, and I'm gonna give you guys all the inside scoop. You should try it. It takes 10 minutes, it's really good. The next thing that helps me with my creative slump is asking other creators for help. I have been very fortunate to be friends with one of the top YouTubers in the world that I would call one of my closest friends, and I'm able to call them up and say, hey, I need help with this thing. And sometimes they're not even YouTubers, sometimes they're other entrepreneurs, sometimes they're just therapists, but asking other people for help is so scary. But when you're in a place where you're able to, it has helped my channel so much. You know, sometimes I ask my own editors that edit my videos on my channel, hey, what should I do? And the last time I asked my editor, Amanda, this, she was literally like, June, you should just take a break. And it's kind of crazy to hear that coming from your own team and editor. But Amanda has been so great, if you're watching this. And I was like, you're right, I really need to take a break. And sometimes you can't give yourself the advice you need. Like, I know on social media there's a lot of YouTube gurus, but I swear to God, most of these YouTube gurus cannot give that advice to themselves. And it's just because it's so hard. So when you're able to ask anybody for help, people you trust normally, but it just gives yourself the ability to not face your problems alone. You don't actually have to make all the decisions on your own terms. You can ask other people their thoughts and then make judgments based on their feedback. The next thing that has been helping me a ton as a creator is taking a break when I need to. I am not very good at this. To be very honest, I have not successfully taken a break on YouTube since I was probably 16. Holy shit! I've been posting consistently for 6 years straight. I have not taken a break on YouTube, and it's because I feel a lot of pressure to keep going. And lately I've just been, you know, I've been posting consistently. You guys know I upload like 3 times a week. And lately I've just been feeling very tired, very sad. Sometimes I read negative comments and it makes me feel down. And I think it's just that, like, I really like making content. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love making videos for you guys. You guys mean the world to me. Sometimes it's just like those 2 comments that on a bad day that literally make me want to quit everything. And I know I shouldn't quit everything. I should just take a break, turn off YouTube, and just do something else. But I don't do that, and I feel sad. And I think I just need to take a break. And maybe this is helpful for any of you guys who feel like you can't take a break because you're grinding or you're trying to make more money. But take a break if you need it. It's going to help you in the long run. And I'm just going to do just that. I'm going to probably take 1 or 2 weeks break and come back to you guys very soon. Don't worry, I have some scheduled videos I pre-filmed. But yeah, personally, I might just need to take a damn break. And that's okay. Because I just need to feel refreshed again. And that might be me just taking a step away. All right, the next thing that has been helping me a lot during my creative slump is trying a new platform. So as you guys know, I've been very active on TikTok and Instagram Reels and all that stuff and podcasting, and it's okay not to do YouTube. It's okay to do other platforms, and that for me just helps me still be creative, experimenting on different social media platforms, but still giving myself a break from the thing that's stressing me out. And sometimes everything stresses me out and I can't post, but currently I'm having fun on TikTok. I'm having a little bit of fun on podcasting again. So if you guys want to check me out there, I will link it below. You should. I've been posting a lot there. But yeah, I feel like posting different types of content helps me kind of still be in the game, but not like fully removed, but take a break in a way. Maybe I should just take a break entirely and stop posing everywhere. But yeah, that's kind of my next tip. And my last tip is really helpful, and it's not reading your comments or analytics till 48 hours later. I have a bad habit, just because I love data, I love knowing what the fuck is up. I have a bad habit of reading my analytics immediately and then feeling bad because it's not performing. I will literally post a video, 10 minutes later, I'll refresh. How many views did I get? How much comments did I get? Bro, you just posted, Jade. Like, give yourself a break. And lately, for the past year, I think I've been not reading comments, anything, analytics. I don't touch YouTube for 2 days later. And I know some of you guys might be pissed off about that because I don't respond to comments immediately. But it's really helped my mental health. I'll go in after and like comments and go into the data after 2 days later. Just because when you're so close to your upload day, you can feel extremely panicked. But 2 days later, you kind of have a more refreshed mind. You kind of look at data a bit more neutrally instead of taking it personally. And that has been a game changer. And I hope that helps you maybe in your YouTube journey. Just don't look at your analytics immediately. And if you do, look at it once and then turn it off. Don't refresh it like I do. Don't do that. You do not need to do that. Go outside, go on a walk, and just do something else. Literally, sometimes what helps me most as a YouTuber is doing anything else. Literally What helps me get better content ideas is living life. I made a video about this a while back, but it's like being a content creator is not about making content. It's about doing shit that you can document and share about and then sharing it to the world. And sometimes if you're not doing enough of the shit and you're too much in the weeds of making shit, you can feel really depressed and scared and sad and uninspired. So that's why I love to go on walks. I like to travel. I like to hang out with friends. And that's what makes me feel excited to make content again. So that leaves us to where we are now. And if you're in the place where you're also in a creative slump, I am literally right there with you. I have not felt very inspired, but these tips help me tremendously to get a little bit better. And sometimes that's all you need. You don't need to be fully 100% healed and always inspired all the time. But if you're like 1% more happy, more improved, then that's worth doing those steps. And you're not alone, you guys. I feel sometimes so sad about social media. I'm so tired of everything. But that's okay, because you're not alone, and I'm here to support you. And in terms of my break, I will be taking a few weeks, mostly like 2 weeks, off from YouTube. But if you want to follow me, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, social media. I will link it below. You can feel free to DM me. I'll still be online, but I will be taking a break just for my mental health. And I hope you guys understand.